President Bush didn't look far to find his new education secretary. The former Texas governor tapped Roderick Page, Houston's superintendent of schools. In the second of my conversations with members of the new cabinet, Page explained how attending segregated Mississippi schools helped shape his views.
Well, it gave me a more stern determination. But remember, I had the advantage of having some very powerful parents who saw education as the way out of our impoverished situation. The family structure is quite different today, and so we have to approach it from a different point of view.
What got you interested in education?
My parents, I think, were my role models. In addition to that, after I left home to go to college, I was fortunate enough to be advised by teachers at the universities who were also very passionate about education. So I didn't have much of an option to do otherwise. All the people who I admired and who had chosen to kind of take me under their arm were educators.
And education administration, how'd you get involved in that?
Well, it's just kind of a natural progression for getting an education and staying in it a long time. At some point, you find yourself in a position being responsible for certain parts of it.
The president says that no child is to be left behind, a big order. How are you going to accomplish that?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is, with the cooperation of Congress, we're going to change the culture of schooling in our country, set high expectations for young people, annual testing, so we'll know whether or not they are meeting these high standards, expanded parental choice, flexibility in the regulations and guidelines so that the people at the scenes can determine and customize the programs to fit the needs at their particular schools.
Class size, can the administration do anything about that, or is that also local?
No, class size is a concept that the federal government has some interest in. We know smaller is better, and we've got a lot of research to support the idea that smaller is better. In fact, there has been federal legislation assisting classes in schools with teacher-pupil ratio. But it is just one aspect of the learning environment, and there are other aspects that are just as important as teacher-student ratios.
The president seems to put off the matter of school vouchers. Why is that?
Well, I don't agree that he's put it off. He has indicated that parental choice is a necessary condition for effective public schooling. And let me say now, too, that the president is a passionate supporter of public schooling, as am I. We just simply feel that expanded parental choice would be required in order to have an effective system and to also have accountability, to give people choice. Now, there are other ideas, and so we're going to make our case forcefully, but the decision will be made based on how well we're able to sell the idea to others.
Do you know you're leading a department that your party wanted to abolish?
Well, this president doesn't seem to want to abolish it. What he has done is funded this department in his budget at a level that exceeds any of the other federal agencies. In fact, this president came to the department in order to swear in as secretary and walked around in the department to meet people. So far from abolishing this department, I think this president wants to strengthen this department because he thinks it has an important role in improving educational services in the nation.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Education Secretary Roderick Page.